Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for tuning in this morning. It's a delight to have you here. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon.
That's right, everyone. If you go to the Alice 973 Instagram, we just put up a post as the morning show on Alice Radio is supporting the Lupus Foundation of Northern California for their big event, Pour for a Cure, happening on September 9th in Santa Rosa. Take a look. I mentioned a bunch of the things happening at the event on September 9th. It's a VIP three-course luncheon, as well as a lot of other fun activities. But all the info is there on our Instagram, the website where you can register, how to get involved, how to support people who have lupus. It's all there. Check out our Instagram post.
Thank you, Hooman. We're going to start with Green Day.
I love Green Day.
It's a universal feeling. I don't know anybody who doesn't like Green Day. I guess maybe my mom and dad don't like them or something.
All right. Yeah.
But what's not to like?
Right.
You know? Great. So they're doing a big show, the Oakland Coliseum, this Saturday night, and they've announced a pop-up shop at Oakland's 1234 Go Records Thursday and Friday of this week.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have his own guitar store?
He does. Broken guitars or
yeah.
something?
I'm surprised he wouldn't do it there, but
they're
okay.
They're doing, maybe they don't have room for all the merch.
All
they're
right.
doing exclusive Green Day merchandise, and they say you never know who might show up. The band has those 2 days off before their Oakland show on the 5th. So it's a pop-up at, let's see, the address is 420 40th Street, number 5. It's at Oakland's 1234 Go Records, and on Thursday, it'll be 12:30 to 7:30, so 12:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., and on Friday, it's 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you got to go get yourself some Green Day stuff, that's where you go get it. Or you just go to the show and get it there. You know, one or whatever you want to
do. Well, it's actually better that you get it before the show.
And then you can wear it.
Then your hands are free while you party watching the show.
I don't know how closely you're following the White House staffing.
Not closely at all. Well, I mean, I know the dude just already split, closely at all.
That guy, I'm actually sad he's gone. I was sad when Spicer left because I just think, you know.
Well, the bit's ruined.
Sure.
Your favorite
the
bit
whole
is
SNL
ruined because
thing
he's
is gone.
Gone now.
But this guy, the Mooch, Anthony Scaramucci, he has been so effing funny to watch and listen to. He did an interview with he wound up calling, this was sort of the beginning of the end, I guess. Although when Reince Priebus was out, I thought, oh, maybe he will survive this. So he called this chick, I think her first name's Lizza. She's a reporter for the New Yorker. Mm-hmm. And he was saying stuff like, Reince Priebus is a psychotic, schizophrenic, and with the F word in there. And then he said that Steve Bannon's busy all day bleeping his own bleep.
Wait.
Doing the stuff that Vinny
could
do.
Where did this guy say this?
To a New Yorker, to a reporter.
On the phone.
Oh, privately, though.
No. It was an interview.
Yeah.
It was the whole thing was being recorded.
No, I understand, but he wasn't at a press conference.
No.
He wasn't.
Okay, we were just talking about the press secretary, so I'm trying to clarify. He wasn't on the podium.
Right. No, and he's actually the head of communications.
That's
for
right.
the, for, or was, I should say.
Yeah, White House communications director, yeah.
So I'm actually really sad that he's out because, man, Colbert has been so effing funny about this guy because he said something like, you know, I'm not a guy who's going to come and stab you in the back. I'm just going to stab you right in the front. And he's,
Thank you.
I know. And the first day that he was there, he like kind of goes out to the press corps to introduce himself. So he's at the Sean Spicer podium. And he is so funny. Like, he's just blathering all over the president about, I've seen this guy sinking three-pointers from a... He's constantly sinking his putts. He's just talking about what like a sports specimen Donald Trump is. And they keep flashing to the picture. You've seen the one where he's playing tennis. And it's just like, oh, my God. Or just out on the golf course and just looking not athletic at all.
Well, he's but anyway, 70, but...
He does... Sure, but he's it's just a delight to hear this guy talking about what an unbelievable physical specimen Donald Trump is, and he's like a Long Island guy, and he's the mooch. So his wife
Judd's worth like $1.5 billion.
Yeah, he was originally a Goldman Sachs guy.
Yeah,
so that's where he got all
drain
his money.
The swamp.
Yeah.
So he's a delight, apparently, in his personal life as well. His wife filed for divorce recently at 9 months pregnant. Yep. And when she had the baby last week, this guy, I think he tweeted her at one point, and that was it. He hadn't seen the baby.
She had it on a Monday, and then he didn't see the baby till Friday. And he had texted her, I'll pray for the baby, something like that.
I'll pray that baby's okay. All right. See you later. See you around.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to be with the president. I can't be there for my baby being delivered.
No, I can't do it. Well, now he's got plenty of free time because he's out. He got fired yesterday. Hooman, you put together some kind of montage?
Yeah, so listen, this
guy... Hooman worked really hard on this, you guys.
I did.
This is him stepping
up. This is what you've been working on? Yeah.
It has. Great. It is, yeah. Because I didn't know anything about this guy either when I came in this morning. So I did a bunch
the
of research.
Mooch.
And so, you know, before he got this job as the communications director, he said a lot of disparaging things about Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the disparaging things he said, his kind of his, you know, 10 days in the White House. And then a couple parody songs that were made of him. Based on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Because Scaramouche, Scaramouche.
That's right. So, you know.
Scaramouche, what?
It's a little bit of a compilation, but it'll kind of give you a flavor of this guy's entire tenure.
All right. What have you got for us?
Here we go.
All right. Oh.
That was cute.
I can't wait to. I'm sure no one's sadder than Stephen Colbert that the mooch is out. He had the best impression, and he would even change his face. He got this little, like, crimp in the sides of his cheeks. Mooch, we're gonna miss you.
It's crazy. I mean, I had to watch so much stuff of this guy this morning. I honestly didn't know anything about him. I don't really follow this kind of stuff either, but I can't. He was so happy when he got this job. I mean, it's rare that you see anyone this excited. You know, and then
boom,
they just chopped his head off.
Boom, chopped his head right off.
It was literally Game of Thrones.
They whacked him.
Yeah,
he's out.
So I hope that kind of captured his time in the White House.
That was lovely. Well done.
Good job, Hooman.
Here's a picture of his wife who filed for divorce from him. She's had enough of him.
Well, they've only been married a few years, too.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's pretty telling when your 9-month pregnant wife files for divorce from you and you don't see your kid
She's
for 5 days.
She's had it.
What? I'm busy. I'm here in the White House. I'm advising the president. Sean Spicer, who left right after Mooch got there. He is apparently taking meetings with major TV networks. There was some talk that he might do Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
That would be freaking great. Do it. Do it, Sean. I'd love to see it. He was looking so stressed out by the end. I'm sure this is a total relief to him.
Yep.
So it looks like he's sat down with a bunch of people at NBC. The president of NBC News, Noah Oppenheim. He met... with Fox News about a role in the network. He met with ABC News chiefs. He was offered the chance to compete on Dancing with the Stars. I guess maybe has he officially said no to that? I wish he'd do it. He also looks like he was talking to MSNBC. So he's got options, that guy.
Well, good. He was seeming stressed out. The guy's only 45, and by the end of it, he looked way older.
Yeah. He looked like the president often looks
relief.
By the end of their term. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, does the name DeMario Jackson mean anything to you?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Has this guy already faded from your...
Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah.
Oh, is that who he is?
He and Corinne Olympios are the ones who were embroiled in the, you know, what the hell happened when everyone was wasted scandal.
You're telling me that got him put on Dancing with the Stars
He's
now?
He's negotiating to be on. Turns out he may
begging,
not...
you mean?
No, they're considering him.
Well, what is in negotiation? His fee?
Money, yeah.
I thought there was a straight fee for all these people.
You know, I'm not sure if that's true. I'm sure there are people who are, you know, they couldn't get Lindsay Lohan for the $15,000 they pay these people. I don't know what they pay these people.
Well, it depends on how long they stay on.
Did they get Lindsay Lohan?
No, but there was, you know, if they were going to have her on, because that's been the rumor 5 out of the 25 seasons or whatever it is. Like, oh, they're trying to get Lindsay Lohan. I'm like, they, you know.
Oh, see, I would have thought that they have a standard price.
And that's
and
the price.
So whether or not this celebrity needs the platform, they either
to
do
me,
it or don't.
This is the guy who needs the platform.
Oh, he
like,
needs
you
it
know.
Desperately, but why they don't? So you hired the guy that was accused of rape to come on your TV show. Like
yes.
that's and maybe and he could very well be completely innocent. I
oh,
wasn't
sure.
there.
Absolutely,
I didn't see the video. I don't know.
Producers are in some kind of negotiation with him. And so if I assume that by the word negotiation, it means it's not just a set in stone price. Or maybe they're trying to negotiate him lower than what they normally pay someone. I don't know. But he is nothing signed. They are negotiating. But it's hard to imagine where he doesn't take this opportunity if it is actually being offered him. This is out of TMZ. So, you know, who knows?
See, if I were him, I would go whatever they're paying. Even if it's nothing.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to be celebrity. It didn't work out on the whole dating show, but here's your chance.
I believe that both he and Corinne are planning to be on the reunion show when they bring everybody back, probably just to talk about it. Who knows? Maybe they figured it. That hasn't been in the news in a while, so I'm wondering if some kind of settlement
got
reached.
Well, were we on vacation when the whole thing was concluded?
Possibly, because I think they both got the opportunity to go back on the show.
Right.
But,
and both said no, but they'll go back on the reunion show.
But there was a point where Corinne, the lady who was accusing everyone of her being raped, she dropped everything, right?
She was suing. If she dropped everything, it was while we were on vacation, and it means that they figured out some kind of a settlement. They had to have. Because she was acting the wounded deer and had lawyered up hard. And
see, I don't. Now I'm thinking it was when we were on vacation, and I don't remember.
Possibly, yeah.
But I thought that they'd put her out because they showed her the video,
and she was like, "Oh yeah, I do seem pretty cognizant."
I think that's. I can't say I don't remember. We need to look that up because I'm really not sure how that went down. But I do know that believe I read she dropped the suit.
Well,
they say after conducting a 2-week investigation, Warner Brothers found no evidence to support any charge of misconduct, and production resumed June 24th.
We knew about that.
Okay.
All
I'm seeing is they are going to be appearing on what you just said.
Yeah,
the reunion.
Well, if they're coming on the show, then she's not suing them.
Well, it means that they've figured something out, whether all charges have been dropped or some money was paid or they showed the tape and she went, oh, maybe I don't have a case. I do seem to totally know what I'm doing there. So anyway, Dancing with the Stars in quotes. Trying to get DeMario, and it would be so great if Sean Spicer was on there. Come on,
reunion.
Maybe the Mooch will be on there. Oh,
yeah, right.
They could go against each other.
Oh, here it is. This is the headline I saw. Corinne Olympias' lawyers end investigation, and there will be no lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. They must
their
have seen
investigation
it.
Has ended. Okay. Not
the lawyers probably were, you know, talking a big game until finally they got the piece of tape they were looking for and went, "Honey, you don't have a case here. It's not worth our time. We're not going to get any money out of this."
Yeah, there was all of the predating that story is her lawyers are going to sue. She's a victim.
Oh, yeah.
And then
the
final one says they've ended their investigation. There will be no lawsuit.
Sam Hunt's Body Like a Back Road. Driving with my eyes closed.
That's a fun song.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Do. So this song cannot be stopped. I mean, we are, far as I know, we're not a country station, and we're playing the hell out of this song. It's a big one. It just broke the record for most weeks at number one in the history of Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. It's been at the top for 25 weeks, passing the previous record holder, which was Florida Georgia Line's Cruise. That spent 24 weeks at number one back in 2013. It's kind of funny because Sam Hunt says he almost didn't release it. He was afraid that people might think that the lyrics objectified women and he didn't want to come off bad.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I had some concerns, but I tried to make it fun to offset any risks of those things happening. I think that came across in the lyric and the way we recorded it. When we finally finished it, it hit me as, okay, wait a minute. Maybe I underestimated the potential of this song. I think this could be a fun song and it'll connect with folks. And I believe it has connected with folks.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a great song. Sam Hunt's going to be at Shoreline Friday, August 11th.
Oh, that's next week.
Good for him that it worked out.
Yep.
Do you want to hear the Florida Georgia Line that it defeated?
Sure.
Do you know that one?
Cruise? I don't believe I do. Did Parking Lot Party ever make it to number one on the country music charts?
You know, that's, I can look that up.
It's okay. I'm just kind of kidding. I'm trying to think of any country songs I know.
You know country songs.
Yeah, Parking Lot Party. The Parking Lot Party.
Is it this one here?
Party.
Oh, yeah, the Parking Lot Party. The Parking Lot Party. No party like the pre-party and after the party, the party at the parking lot party. Yeah. The only reason I ever heard that we were driving through the deep south and all there were country stations. Yeah. And we heard this song. I was like, this has to be a joke, right? And we kept hearing it.
Oh, can you imagine? This is the pre-football game anthem.
Sure. There ain't no party like the pre-party and after the party's the after party.
I never really understood. I mean, we have two big colleges here in town, and we don't have the same. In Eugene, people have RVs just to drive down the street to the stadium where the game's going to be, park, and they stay in their RV from Thursday through Sunday for the Saturday game. And it's all about that parking lot.
Yeah. Well, that's what that town's about.
And that's how the South...
Was it the Ducks?
The Ducks, yeah. But I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
That's one of the sad things about the new Niners Stadium is there's no tailgating.
No.
You know?
Because there's really no parking lots.
There's no park. There's nothing. Yeah. There's a stadium.
36 years ago today, at 12:01 a.m. in 1981.
36 years ago today. Say all that again.
36 years ago today, 1981, 12:01 a.m.
On this day.
On this day. Starting with the words, ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Oh, I found it.
What is it?
You say it.
MTV was launched.
Oh.
36 years ago today. To 2 million homes. And I want to say, didn't it start in like New York?
It was local in New York because I had watched it at my grandpa's house many times before it went national.
Before anybody else had
it. And couldn't believe.
Everybody was starting to hear about it.
Yeah.
It was the word was getting out. The first video shown was Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles, whose prophecy did not come true. Thank you very much.
Right.
Because MTV's, I mean, reinventing itself. And you're still listening to the radio right now. That is so funny. The kids are like, what?
I know.
And all us old people are like, oh.
Those are good times.
Aren't those guys the best?
They're the best. Look how cool he is. He's sitting crisscross applesauce. He's just hanging out. He's just a cool dude hanging out playing videos.
That's it.
Adorable.
Huh? Who saw that live?
I didn't see any of that.
No,
do it
me
live.
Either.
Me either.
But you knew all those DJs. Yeah. VJs. Sorry, VJs. All right, Vinny, what's coming from the news?
A lot of good stuff. The Olympics make the news. Your intuition story.
Oh,
polygamy makes the news. Marco.
Polo.
You guys know it.
Yeah.
Marco.
Polo.
Fish out of water.
That's if you climb out of the pool.
Oh.
And he calls you when you're out. Then you're
you know it. As,
yeah.
Huh.
Well, you know, kids, pools.
I got a Marco Polo story, too, after these.
Radio.com.
Alice@973.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there. This part of the program is brought to you by Amazon.
Weather today, mostly sunny with morning fog, probably over the coastline. And the highs will be from 74 to 103 today.
Mm.
So a wide range. Some of you will be really hot today.
Take it easy out there.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check us out. I wanted to do this text real quick because you did a story about Green Day mm-hmm. and the fact that they're going to do a pop-up store at 1234 Go Records.
Okay.
Good morning, says 510. 1234 Go is right across the street from
Broken Guitars. Funny.
Which is Billy Joe's guitar store.
Right.
So
there you go.
We weren't far off.
Yeah. If you know where one is, the other's right there.
We did a story with, about Tesla and their new car, the new Model 3 electric car. And our friend Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area called in and got on the line. And mm-hmm. we sort of got, you know, as much info as possible from him. Here's a little more available through today's USA Today. Color costs extra.
What do you mean
for the
color?
New Model 3? If you want the Model 3 in anything but black, it's $1,000 more.
Oh. Really?
So I thought there's going to be a lot of black ones.
They give you, you know, what, the
five
three
choices,
colors. Yeah,
right.
Whatever.
Hmm.
The longer range version costs more, but they say it's less per mile. So that's over the course of
right.
time that you own it. Tesla's offering the 310-mile range version of the Model 3 for $9,000 extra dollars. Mm.
That's worth it.
I agree, but the one of the big selling points initially in the news stories you saw about this new Tesla model was the $35,000
right.
entry-level price. Clearly, you're starting to see how that's going to jump to $50,000 quickly.
Well, maybe you can work with the 210-mile version or whatever the base model is, because these charging stations, they take 20 minutes to get a full charge. The supercharger, I think if you do it at home, you get like, you know, however much per hour or whatever, a couple whatever miles per hour. But, you know, that's honestly, I make an all-electric car work that has about a 70-mile range. I have a very, you know, short commute mm-hmm. and I'm not running all over the Bay Area with the thing. I use it to commute. And for some people, that'll be totally doable. But 310, if you can do it, that's mm-hmm. the one you want. You want
well,
as many miles as you can.
Well, 310 means I could have one.
Right.
And not even worry about it.
No.
I could make it home, here and back, easy.
Right.
Almost twice.
I could get one and just have them put a charger in here, because I could use it all weekend and yeah. then bring it back here and just charge it up while I'm on the air. There are people downstairs with electric cars, and they have.
Oh, is that right?
They're plugged in.
Oh, you mean you wouldn't have a plug at home. You'd have a plug only here. Ah.
I'd have a plug at home if I needed one, but, you know.
David Field, you hear that?
Yeah.
Fields, is it? What did we decide?
No S.
Field. Oh, David Field. Get ready. That's an easy one. I'd say, sure. Sarah, yeah. you got that. No problem.
There's tons of people down there who are doing it. There's ones right near me that they're charging it up in our garage downstairs.
Also on the Tesla 3, it looks like you probably won't get yours until 2019.
Right. If you haven't pre-ordered one, forget
it. And they also say there's a performance version coming in summer 2018.
Oh.
But who knows when you'll actually get that if you were to order it.
How interesting, a car company with that kind of backlog. Congratulations, Tesla.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. L.A. has reached a deal with the Olympic leaders for the 2028 Summer Games, everyone. So I actually think, cool, we don't want it. We don't need that traffic.
So
I mean, in the Bay Area.
L.A.
2028. L.A. Okay. will have the Olympics. And I guess we'll get a nice tax bump from that here in California. But they'll deal with all the trouble down there in the South.
Mm.
Fantastic.
They've been there before, and I was living down there at the time, and one of the ways they did it was, man, they spread those events out throughout Southern California. It wasn't L.A. It was, I graduated from Irvine High, and they actually, in advance of the games, built the swimming pools where the diving and
the
swimming
dive stuff
would take place. And so we had that at our high school a year prior to the games taking place. Then they took place in Irvine, which is at least an hour from LA.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way they're going to do it probably again, is just shoot
use
that
the
stuff all over
they
the
have,
place.
Build new stuff. That's great.
Was that something you were able to watch or attend, or did you even care?
I didn't want to, but mm-hmm. it was... Have you ever jumped off the high dive?
When I was younger.
It's surprisingly
really?
Yeah.
High.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It's surprisingly high.
Well, they can get a few turns in there. I mean, it's... How tall is it?
I don't know how many meters it is, but it's one of those things that the first time when you stand, especially because the water's so clear so you can see through it,
yeah,
you can't really gauge how high you are, but it'll give you that... Oh!
That pee-pee feeling.
Yeah. You know, plenty of people... decide not to go.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure.
I'm going to go back down the ladder.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off the low one because there's like three levels.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Olympics are coming.
All right.
10 meters? Oh, 33 feet?
Jeez.
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's pretty high.
Damn. That is
I wouldn't
high.
Do that now, though.
Oh, Jason Sisko used to be able to run off the top, launch and clear the first, because they would put lane lines in at like a certain point of the, he could clear it, which is one of those things you'd go,
I know, my hands.
If you don't
sweaty.
Clear it, it's gonna cut you in half. He's great.
So I'm gonna try it. Let's give let's give it a whirl.
My crazy friend, a kid would do anything.
Call us anytime, Jason. 800-400-3697.
Where's Jason?
He's busy, everyone. So today is August 1st.
Yes, already August.
Yeah. Christmas is right around the corner.
Yeah.
A famous British department store, Selfridges,
mm-hmm.
in London, put up their Christmas display yesterday.
Come on.
No,
yeah, they did.
Stop it.
They did it before August. There's 150 days till Christmas, and Selfridges just put up their Christmas display.
There's also soon. A Santa in the photo.
But it's just too soon.
Yeah.
Polygamy.
Yeah.
You good with it?
I don't care what people do.
All right.
I don't like the cult ones, you know, where you see these women who seem to be enslaved to these men.
The 12-year-olds?
Yeah. They have children, and then the children are somehow, you know, have to be in the cult, too. But I do think if two chicks or two dudes, and you know, and I just feel like that's none of my beeswax. And if that's how you can make your household work, then okay. I'm fine. I just don't care. I don't know. I do think it's certainly not the norm, but, you know, people seem to like it. So,
well, it's,
who am I to say?
It is illegal in all 50 states.
Yeah.
So from that standpoint, do you feel like, well, it's illegal, so don't, I'm not, you can't
it's
do
illegal,
it.
But it's happening, right? There's these things where he's married to one woman, and then there's all these, like, sister wives who aren't mm-hmm. really his wives, who aren't afforded the same protections as a wife might be. But they are all living together, and they all are sharing the guy's bed, and they're all, or whatever. It's your night, please.
I mean, you really make guys feel good about ourselves
well,
when you talk
he's
about
a polygamist.
Us that way.
Don't worry about it. I don't know.
What a chore. What's, I gotta go do my
what's
husband.
What's the story?
Well, the story Lively is that duties. People's attitudes have changed considerably about polygamy. As time has passed, people find it morally acceptable. It's at an all-time high as they've, you know, answered questions in Gallup polls about different things like divorce, same-sex relations, stem cell research, polygamy.
Yeah.
It's at an all-time high for acceptance. So I just thought that was interesting.
I wonder if things will change with that. Wasn't there, there was also a, not just the documentary show or whatever it was, that family was a mess, but there was a, wasn't Bill Paxton the star of like Big Love or some?
It you
was,
got it.
It was like an HBO show.
Yep.
Is that what that was about?
It was, yeah, it was about this dude and his wives.
Never saw it.
Yeah, the Gallup polls measure American attitudes
it?
Towards social issues and behaviors, and they list divorce, same-sex relations, stem cell research, having a baby out of wedlock, sex between an unmarried man and woman, divorce, polygamy. I'm with you as that doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form.
No.
It needs to...
Needs to be consensual from
this,
all parties participating.
This can't be some kind of slavery.
Right.
But yeah, I don't want to be in your house.
I
have enough trouble in my own
house.
I'm busy trying to just organize my own self here.
Sure. And it'll be fun to talk to at a party, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
The filthiest thing in your house is the kitchen sponge.
Yeah, you hear that.
I've found you can, well, this says you can boil it or microwave it.
I just run it through the dishwasher.
Dishwasher also is another one. So.
Or just buy a large pack of sponges and then, one starts to get gross, just take another one out.
I just wanted to do this story so I could show you the picture.
Okay.
I believe you could do this.
Do what? Do something? What is it? Like physical? I can't do anything physical.
Someone dared a teenager to put a hammer in her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And she did it.
Just the whole head of a hammer?
And then it got stuck.
Oh, no. How? How did
Look at her.
Oh, my God.
How's she look?
Well, she's got her mouth full.
She was fangirling over members of a Korean boy band. I guess it's the band.
And they said, do it?
No, when she described one of them as so beautiful, I could shove a hammer in my mouth. I don't know what that means. But then someone egged her on to do it. And that's when she did it. And it became stuck behind her lips.
It's funny, you can see the side that has the two prongs.
Mm-hmm.
It is just poking out the sides of her mouth. But it looks like you could push it far to one side and kind of slip your lips around one end.
The tool became lodged behind her lips, and she posted the hilarious image online with the caption, "How do you tell your mom that you got a hammer stuck in your mouth?"
Mom, I got a hammer stuck in my mouth.
So what happened?
That's how you tell her.
After about 10 minutes of yanking, she was able to pull free. But
oh, that's good. She didn't have to go to the hospital.
Here is the picture of... Mm.
Don't do it, kids.
Stupid.
There's no need for it. Hammers are filthy.
That is a show of love, though, I guess, right?
Is it?
Isn't it? She loves that boy. She shoved a hammer in her mouth.
I don't know why the two things correlate. I just don't. I'm not seeing it.
We don't normally do sports per se unless one of our teams makes the playoffs or it's sort of a lifestyle type story. And here is one of them.
All right.
Steve Bartman is famous because he is a Chicago Cubs fan who got involved in play during the playoffs and his life was ruined because of it.
This was... Not this year.
No.
It was 14
years ago.
14th, 2003. Wrigley Field.
Right. Steve Bartman, a lifetime Chicago Cubs fan, was at the stadium. A ball was going foul. He reached for it when a player jumped to try and catch it.
Which would have been an out.
Which could have been an out. Right. No one knows what was going to happen. But this guy is, the camera zooms in on him. Everyone figures out what his name is, and his life is ruined as the Cubs, who famously hadn't been to the World Series in 100-something years, they flamed out of those playoffs, and everyone blamed him. All of these passionate Chicago Cubs fans...
It says, Vinny, that he had to be escorted from the stadium by security guards and was placed under police protection for a time when his name and address were made public.
Oh, they ruined this dude's life. He disappeared from public, never went to a game again.
Oh.
He was getting death threats and other harassment. He never gave interviews or made any attempt to try and make money off this because he was humiliated. He's a Cubs fan.
He feels like maybe he did ruin their chances.
The Cubs finally started to reach out to this guy because they knew his life was ruined because of this incident, because the broadcasters were pointing at him and calling him out. The cameras zoomed in on this. He's just a little mousy dude. He's, you know, just a fan.
There was even a documentary that ESPN produced in 2011.
Yeah, because if you went to anywhere and brought up Steve Bartman, people would be like, kill him! Oh. He's the guy! Meanwhile, he's just a fan who got
reached for a foul ball.
Yeah, right.
As anyone would have done.
Right. Like, you know, all those guys on the field who didn't get it done. Don't blame them.
Blame the one
Bartman.
Fan. Right.
Anyway, all that was to lead up to this. The Chicago Cubs just made an epic gesture to Steve Bartman. He's the guy who was unfairly blamed for the Cubs' playoff collapse 14 years ago. They gave him an official 2016 World Series ring with his name on it.
That is awesome.
The Cubs owner said he hoped it would, quote, provide closure on an unfortunate chapter of the story that has perpetuated throughout our quest to win the long-awaited World Series, which, as you know, they won last year. Mm-hmm. He acknowledged that it couldn't fix everything that's happened to Steve because, again, they ruined this dude's life. They were at his house every day. Mm.
Did he wind up moving from the area?
I don't know where he ended up going, but this truly is not exaggeration. The guy's life was ruined. Mm. People were like, I hate him.
How sad.
Well, so this is his opportunity. So he actually handled it well. As the Cubs repeatedly reached out, and he was like, I don't want any part of it. Mm-hmm. They made this gesture, and he put out a statement, although I do not consider myself worthy of such an honor, I'm deeply moved and sincerely grateful to receive the ring. Hmm. He mentioned a little bit about how it's an important reminder for how we should treat each other in today's society. Because they were
right, brutal.
Merciless. Yeah. So that's a neat story, right?
It's a great story.
We'll see.
Do the intuition one.
Oh, the intuition one, sure. That came up on our Big Brother just the other day ago.
Trust your gut.
One of the people on the show had an idea about something that was going to go down, and her partner.
No. You're overthinking it. You're paranoid. She's like, I don't know. I got
sure
a bad
enough.
Feeling.
Everything she said was correct. Well, a study finds you don't have good intuition about how good your intuition is. You think it's good.
Yeah.
And it's probably not.
True. That's a problem.
I know mine's bad.
Jump. Okay.
I know it's bad. Yeah, I always have to think twice. And that's what really screws me up, too. Then I don't know where I just get... Right. I'm just going to go for it.
Do I trust my gut or not?
A new study out of the University of Kent in England found there's no connection between how good someone thought their intuition was and how good it actually turned out to be. Oh. Still, though, if you got a gut feeling about something, it seems to me like...
You know on some level.
Or at least, unless you just really are that bad at stuff, then maybe you got to ask somebody else. Mm, you think you have a good gut instinct?
I don't, actually. But I just watching her on Big Brother... Like, when she asked, so she had this, she just should have gone with her gut. She did. She broke down. She asked, here's what I'm thinking. What should I do? And he was like, nah, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. Your gut's wrong. And turns out her gut couldn't have been more right.
Oh, like, spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Come on, Hooman.
Oh, Hooman.
You know they're coming.
The
end of every news break. Good job.
I wish I could find the one. Someone wrote in and said about the Honolulu story where they're making it illegal to be on your phone as you're crossing the street. They said, they'll just ticket tourists and make a bunch of money for the city, whereas ticketing people shooting heroin won't make any money for the city here in San Francisco, so right. They'll never do that. And I thought, oh, money. Yeah. Right.
Oh, the bottom line. Hey, whatever you've got turned up over there, mm-hmm. You need to turn it down. Thank you,
Jim. No.
Yes,
oh.
What?
Here is someone sending a picture in. It looks like some of Trump's... you did a whole story on Smooch.
Mooch.
The mooch.
Whatever.
Scaramooch. Scaramooch.
Look where his hand is.
I know. That's a weird picture.
Oh, that is the weirdest picture. It's Kellyanne Conway. Who's the governor of Texas? Rick Perry?
Perry, yeah.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the mooch. They're all sitting pretty close together on a couch. And the mooch's hand is... Could this be Photoshopped? That has to be Photoshopped. His
I
hand
can't believe he would take a picture like that.
Up her skirt.
Yeah.
Like, up her skirt. Like, he's elbow deep.
Maybe she likes it.
While she's smiling. I'm going to say that has to be Photoshopped. There's no... Like, he looks like he's delivering a baby.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Are you looking at it?
Yeah. That can't be real.
Maybe.
No, it can't. It just can't be.
That's crazy.
That's just too invasive.
707 says, Vinny, my husband is just like you. What takes him 15 minutes takes me an hour. We know you can't be alone, Sarah, even when grocery shopping. Thank God, John, get some alone time while you're at work. That's from 4
and when
five.
I go to bed.
Right. 949 says, Vinny, do you even like your family? Yes, I love my family. But I don't
seems
want.
Like you're always running from them.
I just don't want the grocery shopping to take 4 hours
plus
when I can
lunch.
Do it in 30 minutes.
I do like to. I like to have people with me. I like my people. Who am I going to talk to? Myself?
Yeah.
There's too much of that going on.
I'm with Vin. I do the shopping and cooking, says 510.
So the picture's real.
Oh.
How is that possible?
It was a White House photographer, and he snapped the picture, and he walked over, saw them all sitting on a couch, and he said, everyone hold it. And the second he said that, it says Scaramucci shoved his hand up Secretary Huckabee's dress and grabbed her by the well, you know.
It's fake. It has to be fake. Nobody puts up with that, and this the first time we see it is not through someone texting us.
Marco.
Polo.
I don't have time for that story. What's coming up in the trash?
The Grateful Dead.
All right.
Yeah, Rancid.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.